Roger Stone, Deep State Wants Me Dead to Protect Itself. By Robert Krajicek on June 28, 2020. Detention in a federal prison in Jessup, Georgia, amounts to a virtual death sentence, said Roger Stone on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Saturday with special guest host Ed Martin, referencing his age and health. "I'm looking at a virtual death sentence in 2 weeks," declared Stone, of his prison sentence scheduled to begin on July 14. Wayne County has 500 employees who work in the correctional facility. The infection rate in Wayne County today is 25% of the population and growing. Stone continued, "There's no use of masks or gloves in Federal Correctional Institution, Jessup. There is no mandatory washing, and obviously there is no social distancing. This is a death sentence. It's purposeful. There's no question. I'm 69 years old," added Stone. "I've had asthma my entire life. Sending me to Georgia, to Jessup, immediately, is a death sentence. Actually, that's the idea, and here's why. Judge Amy Berman Jackson cannot afford to have my appeal get to a hearing. Because when I do get to a hearing, I will expose her. And the epic corruption of the clerks, and the epic corruption of the prosecutors. It's the end of the line for them. They need Roger Stone to die in a squalid hellhole of coronavirus. Listen." Stone explained how those working for Robert Mueller's operation wanted him to lie about his communications with President Donald Trump in exchange for leniency. He said, "Mueller and his thugs offered me a deal, after bankrupting me. And after threatening to jail me over this false allegation that I threatened the judge. It's a fraud. They said that if I would change my recollection about 29 personal phone calls between me and candidate Trump in 2016. If I would confirm false allegations by Michael Cohen and Rick Gates, who both said they overheard phone calls between candidate Trump and myself coordinating the date of the release of the WikiLeaks disclosures. Which is completely false because I had no ability or capability to do that and I never had any such conversation with anyone, including the President of the United States or then candidate Trump, they would cut me a break." Stone continued, "They would recommend to Judge Jackson that I serve no time all. All I had to do was roll on Donald Trump. All I had to do was bear false witness against him, and I said, no. Absolutely not. That's why I'm in this situation today." Stone described the financial burden of combating the Mueller-led operation. "I was worried about who would support my wife, who is 73 years old, who is deaf and has rheumatoid arthritis, if I went to prison, because we've exhausted everything. We've lost our home, our savings, our insurance. We're literally indigent." Stone invited people to support him via StoneDefenseFund.com. "My wife and I are relying on the kindness of strangers to survive," stated Stone. "We're not living high. We're talking about rent and gasoline and groceries and medical expenses. That's about it." Breitbart News Saturday broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern or 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.